welcome this Thanksgiving Day as we thank the Lord for our home, country, and our churches. Please look at the back of your bulletin on this Thanksgiving Day. Please note on the wall of the chancel behind the altar, the banner. The shell is a symbol of thankful for our baptism into God's family, our spiritual gifts. The church, thankful for our church. The Bible is the foundation of the church. The Cairo, the first letters of the word Christ in Greek. The entwined symbols, the Trinity, also a marriage symbol of Christ and the church, husband and wife. And the material gifts of house, home, clothing, food, drink, and the beauty of the season. On this National Thanksgiving Day, we praise God for sustaining life in and through His Word. The nation resounds with thanksgiving for the earth's bountiful harvest, crops of wheat and grains, all beneath the canopy of God's almighty care. But man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The church is the vessel through which the Word of God penetrates the world with its law and gospel. It is a divine word which proclaims Jesus as the sole source of life, health, and wholeness. It is Jesus who heals lepers with His word. Go show yourselves to the priests. Of the 10 cleansed, only one expresses thanksgiving back to Jesus. But true gratitude proceeds from a heart sustained by faith. Jesus bids this one Samaritan to rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. So also we are sent from the Sunday divine service, bolstered in our faith by baptismal and Eucharistic blessing, to be thankful in our circumstances of plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Thanksgiving for our home, country, and churches. We sing the opening processional hymn, Now Thank You, O Our God, hymn 895. We stand and face the cross.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Please turn to Psalm 67 in the front of your hymnal, the Thanksgiving Psalm 67, chanted responsively by whole verse.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us.
Church, you may be seated.
Thanksgiving for our homes. The Old Testament lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground, where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you, to do you good in the end, Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 893, Sing to the Lord of Harvest. On the way to Jerusalem, He was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 785, "We Praise You, O God." You may be seated.
Thanksgiving Day is not really
in the church year. It's a national holiday. But Thanksgiving Day is also a perfect bridge between this Sunday, which is the last Sunday of the church year, when we consider Christ coming in glory, and then right away we go into Advent in preparation for Christmas, the King of Glory who comes. And so on this day, we thank God for our homes and our country and our churches. We thank God for our homes. Every time the vicar each year reads Deuteronomy chapter 8, these are words everyone should hear. Even though he's describing the promised land of Cana, it's almost like he's describing America. The Lord our God has set a covenant with our fathers through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through the Jews, through Moses and Israel, has given us the Ten Commandments, and from the line of Judah would come our Savior, Jesus Christ. He blessed them in the promised land. The promised land is a picture of heaven to come. The word of God from the mouth of God, this is our true bread. We can't just live by bread alone for our stomach. We live by the word of God, the written word of God, and we walk in his ways, his statutes, and rules. We are the church. We are the new Israel today. As Christians, we have been greatly blessed. When you read the lesson about the land and the wheat and the barley and the vine and the fig trees and the honey and the water and the brooks and the good land and the fountains and springs and valleys and hills, you drive across America and you see all of this. But he reminds us, beware lest you say, my power, the might of my hand has given me this wealth. Remember the Lord your God gave you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to our fathers, as it is to this day. What a reminder for us. God gave you and me talents and abilities and vocations. We work our job, we get our salary, and we provide for our family and our friends. We have a house, a roof over our head, food to eat, clothing to wear in abundance, and the Lord gave you the ability to go to work, to use your hands, so that you can create wealth for your family, for the church, and for those who are in need. Praise God with thankful hearts for our homes. Secondly, we give thanks for our country and our nation. The words of St. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2 describe the attitude that we have towards the kingdom of the left, the governing authority. I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions of authority, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. In the kingdom of the left, we are also greatly blessed. We live in a federal democratic republic. We live under a constitution, and we have a Bill of Rights. We have the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of our government under which we have great freedom. There are men and women who died so that we could be free in the armed services of our country. And we thank all of you who are veterans who defended our freedoms so that we can pray for kings and all who are in a high position and authority so we can lead a peaceful and quiet life. Each and every day we pray for the kingdom of the left, the governing authorities. You may agree with them, you may not agree with their policies, but you can pray for them, for God to give them wisdom and strength and guidance so that we can live a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. When Paul says supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings, this is one of the bases for the little acronym of prayer, A-C-T-S. Adoration of God for who he is. Confession of our sins. Thanksgiving for everything and specific supplications and prayers. We thank God for our homes and our possessions. We thank God for our country and the freedom that we have and pray for our country so that we can live in those freedoms and preach the gospel. And thirdly, we give thanks for our churches. The gospel lesson from Luke 17, the healing of the 10 lepers now, describes the life in the kingdom of the right. the church, where we preach, teach, baptize, absolve, and commune. Where we fall at Jesus' feet here at the communion rail on Sunday when we receive Holy Communion and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, which is the Kyrie eleison in the liturgy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We are the lepers. We are the ones who have been cleansed. These 10 lepers had to stay far away from the community because it was a communicable disease. But Jesus tells them, go show yourselves to the priest. The healing happens while they are going. Their skin becomes whole again. The one, a Samaritan, and the Samaritan lived in between Galilee, in between Judea and Galilee in the middle. Jews considered them half-breeds because they were Jewish people who intermarried. But Jesus called many Samaritans into the church. And this one returns to give thanks. You notice that he returns, he praises God, and he falls at Jesus' feet, thanking him for his physical blessing and his spiritual blessing. This is what we do every Sunday. We call him Master and Lord as we confess the creed and receive absolution. We sing, Lord, have mercy upon us in the liturgy, and we fall at Jesus' feet at the communion rail to receive his gifts. We turn back and praise God with a loud voice. And Jesus says, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Faith is what it is all about. Faith now, faith till the day that you die. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We fall on our faces before Jesus in our churches and give him thanks. So, my friends, as we today go home and share food with our family and friends this weekend, relax and enjoy the beautiful day the Lord has given us. In thankful hearts, we will always give him thanks for our homes, for our country, and for our churches. And daily return to give thanks to him and fall on our faces with a loud voice. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Praise be to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All thanks be to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We sing the Thanksgiving hymn, Come Ye Thankful People, come, from 892.
Come, you thankful people, come and praise the song of gather the offerings this morning, please tear out a sheet from the pad at the end of the pew and fill it out and pass it to your neighbors. As we leave this morning, please place the sheet in the basket in the narthex.
Please turn to page 285, responsive prayer 2. Page 285, we continue with the Kyrie and the congregation responses. Page 285, please stand.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy.
Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
And may those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence,
discord and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Grant that we, who came from many nations with many different languages, may become a united people. Support us in defending our liberties, and give to those whom we've entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessing. You permit us to gather the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thankfulness and share your bounty with those in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray the morning prayer.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Before you, Lord, we bow hymn 966.